Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Lower Extremity Review and MVP Parent Magazines, Global Schoolwear, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, and UK Health Rating. I got a great doubleheader, Dr. Ben Pearl, podiatric physician and surgeon. He's the host of the YouTube podcast, Fit Foot You. He'll be joining me along with Dr. Amir Hadani. He is a neurosurgeon, and he is the chief medical researcher at the Sagal Center, hyperbaric oxygen specialist for post-concussion problems. Then the sports doctor's in, some Bob Guide of Wisdom. Dr. Ben Pearl, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, Dr. Bob. Thanks for having me.
Give us, Dr. Ben, some background. By the way, Dr. Ben was chosen one of Washington's top sports doctors in the world of sports podiatry. Give us some background on yourself and the sports podiatry world, Dr. Ben.
Yeah, I went to Indiana University, a Big Ten school, and I had an interest in sports medicine even very early in college. I was a walk-on at track, found myself sort of outclassed by what was pre-Olympic hopefuls and also Olympians. Jim Spivey, Sunder Nix, Terry Brom were in that era. Got injured on my Achilles, and during that interim, switched over to bike riding. Enjoyed that. Always kept a keen interest for sports medicine, and really that time out also made me think about, I always evaluate, how am I doing with whatever modality it is that I'm using, whatever running shoe, whatever.
Well, Dr. Ben, you were an athlete and quite an athlete in various sports growing up, weren't you?
Well, I wouldn't say I was any kind of a superstar, but I think it's a testament, like all things, if you work at it, you get better. And I was one of those kind of grinded out athletes. And I think that having diversity with sports, doing different sports, keeps us healthier, but also keeps us sharp in terms of not doing the same pattern.
Oh, absolutely. Weren't you a ski instructor, Dr. Ben? You were a ski instructor, weren't you?
Yeah, I did that for about 20 years, and I started out not having the good lower upper body separation, which you want to have in skiing, and a lot of bad habits that we developed. So it was breaking those motor habits, good coaching, good ski demo sessions and clinics that helped solve those problems.
So plus, you played a lot of soccer, didn't you, Dr. Ben?
I do. I still play at 57, and it's great because we have sort of a world community, people from Senegal, from Brazil, so you get different styles, Jamaica. Sometimes you'll see that different countries are a little more robust about how they approach trying to hook you up and stuff, but it's fun.
Playing a competitive sport in your late 50s is impressive. You're already one out of thousands when you're playing something like competitive soccer a few times a week with all that running and changing direction. So, of course, as a sports podiatrist, you were very, very cognizant of the importance of the role of the foot in every sport, in every way. And I understand you did some consulting for the National Institute of Health and the FDA Advisory Board.
Yes, the National Institute of Health was really one of the highlights of my career. It was a multidisciplinary clinic. We had physical therapists, biomechanics, PhDs, physiatry, which is, as you know, the study of physical medicine. That's an MD. We had orthopedic. I was podiatry. And we would look at patients with complex things, Charcot-Marie-Tooth neurologic problems, rare arthritic type problems. And we would, as a team, come up with different solutions to solve these problems. And as you know, a lot of times it's not one size fits all. You come to the clinic, you get an orthotic, a brace. And then it's refining it, honing it
in. And also, Dr. Ben, in this day and age, you know, we pay huge attention on the team to nutrition. We pay huge attention to the mental game, that whole psychology side of things. But that's quite a team that you guys had. That you were putting together. Tell us a little bit about your FitFootU.
So during the pandemic in particular, I think we all found ourselves wanting to do something that would make an impact, especially if you're in medicine, and, you know, having sort of a pause. So I decided, and I know you've been doing your radio show for 3 or 4 decades, but I was new to that forum of sort of projecting patient education other than what I was doing with my patients and just a couple educational videos on my website. So I decided to get athletes. We've had the likes of Gary Hall Jr., an Olympic athlete, swimmer, who was a diabetic and was able to successfully get a gold medal. We've had different coaches. We've had athletic trainers. I had a guy, Greg Smith, trainer for the formerly for the Washington Capitals, now medical director for the new Summer League. Doctors like yourself have been on it. And we get a lot of doctors, some surgical discipline and a lot that are not so much with an emphasis on surgery, just to have different approaches. And then athletes themselves, anything from people that are more of the, you know, we try to get different views, barefoot type individuals emphasizing the strength, but then we get also other viewpoints on the more traditional scientific literature that's helped to develop biomechanics studies. Ben O'Nig has been a guest, so it's been a nice blend and a chance for me to kind of up my game with sports medicine.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it that being on the educational side of things, Dr. Ben, I commend you for what you're doing, again, because there's just still a tremendous challenge of education. There is an epidemic with capital letters. It's why I co-authored the book, Hashtag A Sports Parent, Epidemic of Youth Sports Overuse Injuries, both physically and mentally. So much pressure to play. So being an educational format where you can get great athletes sharing some of the challenges and their own backgrounds and how they got to where they are, as well as spreading lots of information regarding good treatments, good sports medicine treatments. You mentioned your website. What is your website, Dr. Ben? People can
ArlingtonFootAndAnkle.com. And then on YouTube, if you can check out the FitFootU like university. So it's just the letter U, and that was to sort of emphasize the educational aspect of it. You know, one little caveat or one little sidebar is that one of my guests was working with USA Track and Field, happened to be a chiropractor that uses a lot of electromagnetic stuff, the PEMF, the pulsed electromagnetic energy.
And yeah, those are big weapons.
Based on that, I decided to purchase one, and I'm really seeing some remarkable results. And I want to actually look at it for wound healing, so I'm going to talk to Dr. David Armstrong, big guy with wounds that everybody in the podiatry world knows.
Yes. Well, you'll listen to the second part of the show, Dr. Ben, where we're talking hyperbaric oxygen, which has been around for a long time with healthy healing. Now the excitement is post-concussion and concussion treatment. So absolutely, a lot of attention. One of my longtime guests, Dr. Gary Reinel, the author of the book Iced, the whole mythology of ice in so many ways, with his Mark Pro, he's dealt with so many great athletes. And these stimulators, in order to help stimulate healing, is the name of the game with this apparatus, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. What it does is it upregulates growth factors, and our body is basically a battery. This is talking about electromagnetic energy. There's a lot of information out there. Some of the seminal work that was done with NASA, and they found that when they were orbiting the Earth, when they got to the poles of the Earth, where the
who is greatest on the electromagnetic field, they found that the cultures that they had in the petri dishes of the things that they were measuring, that the growth cycle went up. So they
you're phasing a little bit in and out. While we're talking to you, but again, you know, Dr. Ben's talking about these electric muscle stimulation units and helping enhance healing, enhance circulation. And again, whether we're dealing with healing wounds or we're dealing with trying to quicken recovery, you know, these are a big weapon. I understand you've invented a couple of different things, Dr. Ben, in the sports medicine world for the foot.
We react slightly different to the protocol. So that's where, you know, the experience, and that's why I think they call practice a practice. We're practicing.
Let's try to keep it going for another minute or so. Let's see if it clears up.
Sure.
Yeah, Ben, you've been phasing in and out.
Okay.
So what we're going to do, we'll do our best to continue to follow through. You know, Ben,
the protocols are something that we modify as we go along with the patient. Basically,
well,
I can hear you.
The best athlete, yeah. Whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're their coach or their parents, everybody's interested in the two main sides of things, which is can we prevent trouble, prevent injuries, and then can we enhance performance when indicated? And many times, like I was mentioning before, we had a little bit of interruption. The challenge, especially in youth sports, as well as professional sports and at all levels, of trying to push through injury many times when recovery is so important. And many times, again, podiatry, key member of the team, like we're talking, hey, what's the best shoe for this athlete? Right, Dr. Ben?
Right. And sometimes I think there's a little bit too much emphasis on that versus some of the more whole chain body things that we can do to strengthen, for instance, weak glutes. You know, you talk about this all the time on your show because you've had your mentors like Bob Guida and so forth looking at the big picture and not just looking, as important as it is how the foot hits the ground, there's a lot more to it with torque. And that's one of the things that I'm going to be exploring in the biomechanics seminar that I'm having on January 19th that I would invite people to join if they have interest in going to the next level with biomechanics. It's a virtual seminar, so a nominal...
Yes, your summit in 2023. Can they get information on that, Dr. Ben, by going to your website that you gave us?
The best way to do it is just to email me direct at arlingtonfoot, like Arlington, Virginia, arlingtonfoot@gmail.com, and just express interest. And our Facebook page does have, at Arlington Foot and Ankle, the seminar syllabus, and we got some great speakers from different disciplines. It's going to be a really sort of a multidisciplinary look. We've got some runners.
That's the name of the game. Name of the game is the multidisciplinary. That's why in my book I have 8 or 9 experts, whether it's physical training, mental training, nutrition, coaching, parenting. There's so many different aspects when we're talking about big-time sports and the whole challenge of trying to deal with some of these persistent overuse injuries. But again, one of the pearls we always give them on the sports doctor is, you know, is we don't care what your sport is. We don't care what your age is or your level. We want you to strengthen your feet and ankles, and we want you to work balance. We want to work stability and balance. And, of course, in the sport of skiing, you know, that's one of those great examples of did you have good edges, Dr. Ben?
I'd say I had decent edges. I wouldn't consider myself like a, you know, when I get in a double X, I'm sort of struggling like side to side like everybody else. So, you know, the people that really have the sharpest edge are the people that really have put together through downhill racing and through clinicking for years at upper levels and just go consistently and really, really work literally the edges of balance going fore aft and
side. I had one of these Freeland skiers on a while ago, going down mountains at 100 miles, and that was just unbelievable. Some of the incredible activity that this guy was doing on the slopes, you know. But again, we talk again so much about the inclusion of sports podiatry. Again, I think, I commend you getting podiatry included in the NIH, Dr. Ben, being involved also in the FDA. All are important areas. And before we run out of time, you came up with this piece of equipment that an athlete could put in their shoe, like some sort of a strap, didn't you?
Yeah, so I call it the turf toe splint, the TT3, and we had the chance to, so it's available through my website. A company called OS First has it as well. But the idea was to sort of put a springboard underneath the toe so that you didn't absorb as much force directly through the ground reactive force of toeing off.
You know, people Great athletes learn real fast, Dr. Ben, the importance of the big toe joint. And when that big toe joint, when we started hearing about turf toe all those years ago, all these sprains and strains because of artificial surface, then we started to realize what a big deal, especially the coaches and parents, that the big toe is. So I would imagine that's got to be helpful, because every time you turn around, there's more turf toe problems. I knew we'd fly through the time. Give me the website quickly again, Dr. Ben.
You're doing. It's ArlingtonFootAndAnkle.com, and then the YouTube is FitFootU, and we also have a podcast on Spotify. And
yeah, they'll pull up my show that I did with you. And thank you so much, Dr. Ben Pearl, for joining me, sports podiatrist. Hold on, Ben. We'll be right back. Sports Doctor.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike.
LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctors' key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Wall, sports podiatrist. We want to welcome Dr. Amir Hadani. He's a neurosurgeon. He is the chief medical researcher at the Sagal Center, hyperbaric oxygen specialist, including post-concussion problems in children. Doctor, I'm going to call you Dr. Amir. I'm Dr. Bob. Welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you so much for having me. Great honor.
Give us, please, some background on yourself and the hyperbaric oxygen world.
I'd love to. So I started off as a physician. I'm a trained neurosurgeon. And I came across hyperbaric medicine after long years in residency and afterwards that I saw so many traumatic brain injury patients that I've treated or others have treated, and they continue to suffer for so long and for so many other problems after the, you know, the acute surgery, or even if we didn't do any surgery, they continue to have a lot of symptoms and a lot of problems, very increased quality of life. And I came to find that there may be a solution using hyperbaric medicine. At first, I couldn't really conceptualize that it actually works and it can do anything. And
yeah,
I'm a very skeptical guy.
It's always been a challenge. You know, hyperbaric oxygen has helped in wound healing for a long, long time in the world of podiatry, in the world of vascular surgery. And besides Michael Jackson sleeping in it, which they say had a lot to do with his moonwalking, you know, it's had all sorts of different myths and whatever about it. The sports medicine world is very excited about enhanced recovery and, you know, stimulating healing. So I guess it's not surprising, you know, numerous guests, Hillary Loftus was helping our wounded, as well as the hyperbaric concussion concerns with kids, been a lot of excitement with that. Tell us about the Sagal Center.
Sure. So, like I said, I came across this and I joined the Sagal Center, which is the largest hyperbaric medicine center in the world, treating over 300 patients a day. And we started off at first with the stroke study, but then we moved into the traumatic brain injury study on adults. And again, we had a large randomized controlled trial, and we wanted to see for ourselves real evidence that this actually works, this really helps patients. And when that study was completed, that was back in 2013, we started treating patients and got more and more evidence and more data. And today we're probably treating the most number of patients of traumatic brain injury in the world. And that led us to see what we can do for children in traumatic brain injury.
Well, you know, the incredible awareness challenge of concussions has exploded in the scene of sports medicine. Sports and our veterans has become such a huge topic, and the ability to be able to look and take advantage of safe methods to help has now become a gigantic deal. It was just 2 weeks ago, the tremendous controversy with the concussions, the National Football League, every time you turn around. So you've been impressed, Dr. Amir, with what you've seen with the hyperbaric oxygen and the, as a neurosurgeon, and being impressed with seeing some positive changes as well as patient outcomes.
Exactly. So, and I think probably your audience should know that when you're speaking about concussion, a lot of people get concussion every single day, and most of people do all right. About 80% of people who suffer concussion recover by themselves within 10 to 14 days. But what we're focusing on is the ones that don't, and that 10 or 20 or 30% that don't recover from that can continue to have a chronic condition we call post-concussion syndrome that doesn't really get the right treatment usually. And yes, I've been very impressed about what we can do since I recently wrote a review about all the other treatments that are available for post-concussion syndrome. And basically, there isn't a single effective treatment for post-concussion syndrome. What we're suggesting is something brand new, and when we talk about brand new, is 9 years already.
Right.
That's providing really good evidence.
Yeah. You got to be a good sports psychologist at the same time when you're looking many times to change some of these opinions. How has the availability of hyperbaric oxygen and the acceptance of the overall medical community, Dr. Hadani, responded over these past 9-10 years? Are they catching on?
I think so. I think, and it really depends. I think, especially in the U.S., we have a problem of, people who are misusing this technology, misusing this medical treatment. You have to do it right. And I think the really, really big concept on hyperbaric medicine, and I think it's probably in every single part of medicine, is patient selection. You have to choose the right patient for the right treatment. Otherwise, it will never work. And yeah, I think once you do that correctly, go ahead.
What's the website people could find out about the center and that and the information, the work you guys are doing?
So we have avivclinics.com. It's avivclinics.com. It has all the information about all our research on different topics, all the clinics we have available worldwide, in Israel, US, Asia, and every single research paper that we wrote. And yeah.
Tell us a little bit about, is it Dr. Efrati? Is one of the that you're working with one of your colleagues?
Yeah. So Professor Shafradi, he's the head of the Segal Center, and yeah, we've been collaborating for these 10-11 years about all the studies we're doing together. He's a brilliant man. He's coming from the world of nephrology, actually. So he's all about pathophysiology and understanding the thermodynamics of each disease and how we can influence on it. And it's really changing the mind of anyone who's seeing him or him speaking, talking about brain diseases such as traumatic brain injuries as wounds. Simply amazing.
How accessible is hyperbaric oxygen in general, when we're talking again about post-concussion such a common problem in youth sports at all sorts of different levels. How accessible is it?
So I referred to this earlier. So we just published the paper on this. So until now, all the evidence we had was just about adults over 18. We have never tried this on youth or teenagers from different athlete sports. And we just published the paper showing evidence of significant improvement with hyperbaric treatment for young athletes. Now, this just came up about, I think, a month ago, 6 weeks ago. So it will catch up. People will start using it. We have our clinics ready to receive, but it was not yet really known that it can be done because all the data was on adults.
That's why I have you on, Dr. Hadani. Everybody, sports doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radios, you can go back years. What were the topics? Who were the guests? International, national, local. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you can see all the new excitement with MVP Parent Magazine, all the writing we do with Lower Extremity Review, myriad of articles, one of my most famous. Remains, women in high heels, accepting the challenge. We have thousands of followers, and you can catch up a lot of great sports medicine information with Twitter, at Sports Doc, DOC Radio. We're talking with neurosurgeon and the chief medical researcher at the Segal Center, Dr. Amir Hadani. Where is the Segal Center, Dr. Amir?
The Segal Center is in Israel, about 10 miles from Tel Aviv, which is probably the most known city in Israel. And it's located in a very big lot.
Have you guys come across Adrian Harrell from Metacortex dealing with saliva tests to be able to identify concussions on the sidelines? He's an Israeli citizen. I think he's done a lot of work there. I'll have to put you guys together.
definitely. Would love that.
You know, it'll be very interesting to see the cooperation and excitement of so many of these different youth sports entities to be able, because my understanding is the hyperbaric oxygen, the sooner you can get this going, the better off this individual is at almost any level of their concussion problem. Is that true?
So I will kind of paddle backwards on this one a bit. So I wouldn't put anyone on the first 2 days or first couple of days following the injury, because sometimes when we talk about ischemic reperfusion kind of mechanism, hyperbaric medicine can actually do worse if you do it right on the right timing of the injury. So I would wait. Probably when you have an acute concussion, I would wait a couple of days before we start. So the principle of doing it as
We're
early
gonna
as possible.
Talk more about it,
but not as early.
So I want to talk to you more about some of these different specifics and indications when we come back with neurosurgeon Dr. Amir Hadani and the Segal Center. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. globalschoolwear.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with ZeroZilchZip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit ZeroZilchZip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Everybody, we're back live from Chicago. We're talking, I think, from around the corner in Israel. Dr. Amir Hadani, the chief medical researcher of the Segal Center. It's a big attention, the largest center for hyperbaric oxygen worldwide. We were talking about some of the different important criterias. Who are the specialists, Dr. Amir? And again, I'm shortening his name like because I'm Dr. Bob. Who are the specialists that you see in hyperbaric oxygen medicine? Is it neurology? Is it neurosurgery? Is it general medicine? Who's the mixture?
Great question. So definitely, that's exactly the mixture. So we have internal medicine physicians. We have neurologists. We have pediatric neurologists. We have neurosurgeons. Me included, all of them provide different aspects of how to assess the patient. But the main thing is the right training. You need the right training from the right people of how to do it properly. And it's not only about physicians. We have nurse psychologists. We have physical therapists. We have nurses.
That's what I wanted to ask you about. Everybody. You know, we talk so much on the sports doctor about, I call it the mental game. Whether it's the best athlete in the world trying to high performance what they're doing, whether it's the top coach, whether it's parents of young athletes, that whole psychology side, including rest and recovery, even spiritual recovery, the power of the mind has become such a big deal being included. And I would imagine psychology also is included on your team.
For sure. Neuropsychology is a big part of how we treat patients. First of all, it's in the assessment. They conduct really important assessment, the intake, to understand the personality, obviously, but also they provide the objective tests, usually computerized, either on a tablet, on a computer, of the cognitive function. So they run it at high level. And then they are also providing the treatment sessions along the hyperbaric sessions, usually once every week or once every 2 weeks, to actually provide the patient what they need.
What is the duration? I know it's a generality and it's very subjective, but if someone to ask, you know, if we got somebody absolutely that fits the criteria for treatment, three treatments, five treatments, 3 months, 6 months, what's the general guidelines of what somebody might expect to get help, you know, with the hyperbaric medicine?
Awesome. So definitely we're working on evidence-based medicine. So we did the study, and we're using the protocols that we have proven to be effective. We cannot just say, this person needs 5 and this person needs 10. We're doing the protocol that have been proven, just like any other medication, that they prove a specific dosage. So usually we're talking about 40 up to 60 sessions. These are daily sessions, so either 2 months or 3 months of treatment.
Wow, that's quite a commitment for any patient, to say the least. And, of course, we always have to ask, you know, how's the insurance world looking at this type of treatment modality? Because that's always a hassle.
Very true. So it really changes between the markets, right? In Israel, for instance, insurance cover it. They understood they have to cover it. Now we're appealing to the government to make it.
You get an MRI in Israel for a couple $100. You come to the United States, it's $4,000. You know, you got to teach us how to straighten this out somehow. With this crazy healthcare cost, but I would imagine as your studies come out, and it'll be interesting to see how the pediatric as well as the medical world responds. How long has the Sagal Center been in existence, Dr. Amir?
Over 20 years now.
Wow. And is that their specialty? 300 patients a day. Wow. All hyperbaric medicine?
All hyperbaric medicine. We're doing a lot of randomized controlled trials, patients in addition. But yeah, we have really large traffic of patients going in and out daily. Pretty amazing to see.
Now, the gigantic area of rest and recovery in sports medicine and the ability to rejuvenate tissues and, again, even injuries to try to quicken the healing process. Do you see a role there with hyperbaric medicine? I do.
Again, sorry, through healing?
Do you see a role of enhancing rest and recovery and being a big sports medicine tool with hyperbaric medicine?
Okay, so as for recovery, there are a lot of athletes who are using this after a lot of different sessions they're doing. However, there is still the data on that is still missing. We have done a sports performance enhancement study on master athletes who are 40 to 50 years old, and we were able to enhance their aerobic performance using hyperbaric medicine. So it's
That's
not quite rest and recovery, but it is enhancing.
Anything that safely does the two things that every athlete cares about. One, can I prevent problems and prevent injury? And two, can I enhance performance? And I tell them from the sports doctor, besides putting orthotics in your shoes and strengthening your feet and ankles, we got to look at some of these other areas. But it seems to be a budding area. But hyperbaric medicine has been treating wounds for how long?
Over almost 100 years now.
Right, really. And the evidence-based medicine, like you're saying, which is such an important criteria in our MVP Parent Magazine, Lower Extremity Review, evidence-based medicine. It's been a positive history with wound care and hyperbaric medicine. Oh, I'm almost running out of time with you. I knew it would be. Dr. Amir Hadani, the Chief Researcher, Head Global Trust, give me, please, again, the website people could find out about your work.
Sure. So it's avivclinics.com. That's where you'll get all the information. And we have a center in Central Florida that they can
spell it.
What
is it? Spell the name of the clinic.
So the website is Aviv Clinics. That's AVIV-Clinics, CLINC.
I want to thank you so much. I want to thank you so much, Dr. Amir Hadani. I'm going to definitely have you back. We're going to keep up checking out the progress of this. And I want to thank you so much. Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, everybody, we are back. It's the Sports Doctor is In segment. Dr. Bob Weil with the Sports Doctor, where we preview some upcoming shows. We add in a little Bob Guida wisdom, answer a few emails. We've got a great show next week. Lindsay Berra, the granddaughter, sports writer in her own right of the famous Yogi Berra, and talking about the exciting documentary coming out this spring, award-winning documentary on Yogi and his life. And then Lisa Vega, she is the CEO, sticking with the Yankees, of the Mariana Rivera Group Foundation, and all the great work they're doing in the world of bullying and bullying prevention. Following week, brain training, all aspects, complementary medicine, the mental side, Dr. Hope Kelman. And then Dr. Paul Wachansky, his new book, Yes, I Can. Dr. Paul, tremendous champion in the challenging world of disabilities. Looking forward to him coming back. Bob Guida made such a big deal over jump training. One of our facilities, the first one was Sports Fitness Institute. The second one that followed was called SPRI, Sports Performance and Rehab Institute. And SPRI had a room where the floor was cut out. So about a foot and a half down, you would jump down and land on pads. And the point was to include jump training, landing, balance, stability, ability to move in different directions. And jump training also include what he called the famous jump box. These Olympic volleyball players where they would be leaping up onto a box that was itself slightly unstable. He called it perching power. And then they would jump down. Again, tremendous attention to alignment, the foot, the knee, and the hips, and the alignment to try to prevent injuries and to enhance explosiveness and performance. I don't know if Guida invented jump training, but boy, he sure put his 10 cents into it over the years. A few emails. Charlie says, my mom's 85 years old. You talk a lot about fall prevention. Yeah, right, jump training. fall prevention, Charlie, has now become a big deal. One of the prominent physical therapy groups, Physi-Cal Physical Therapy, has actually renamed their facilities Physical Therapy and Balance Centers. And the emphasis, again, is on the tremendous amount of fall problems we have in the super senior population. And the fact that we're aware of this, and we want to pay attention to everything from what is the best shoe, so how is the foot mechanics of this senior citizen, to how weak and or strong are the muscle systems in the feet and legs, low back, core, et cetera. Way back when, speaking of Bob Guida, when he coined what we called instability training, where you would create instability. Think of yourself standing on one foot. Close your eyes. Let go, hold on. The other, creating imbalance, standing on a tilt board, standing on like a mini trampoline. The more imbalance you create, the more you strengthen all the stabilizers. And this is a big part of fall prevention. And your mom, even if she's fit, again, strengthening these areas, seeing a good physical therapist, getting their input on the kinds of exercises that she should be doing is smart, Charlie. Denny says, my 16-year-old son's a cross-country runner. He's had chronic Achilles problems. You know, sometimes, Denny, we're looking at, again, include podiatry big time if you haven't already, besides physical therapy. Persistent Achilles tendon problems almost always are foot mechanics related. I can't tell you how magical orthotics, proper orthotics could be for these kinds of instances. If it's, again, recurring, or persistent for that flat-footed runner or that high-arched runner, that very, very rigid foot-ankle, that very, very flexible foot-ankle. So besides the physical therapy, making sure that you have a good diagnosis, exactly what's going on with those Achilles tendons, and you really, really want to look at whether he's in the best shoe. Sometimes we see we're getting compromises, lighter and lighter, less structural stability. And you want to look very seriously at the role of orthotics. And especially, I don't care if he's got perfect feet. If you're talking chronic problems, then orthotics are a big weapon. See sports podiatry. Mary says, my daughter's a 12-year-old figure skater. She's been dealing with these Taylor's bunions. I have them. My mother had them. Taylor's bunions are the bump on the outside of that fifth metatarsal, right behind the pinky toe. Classic bunion is the big toe bump and dislocation. Taylor's bunion is the little toe, where we have a splaying of that metatarsal causing an obtrusion of the bone. In the world of skating, to have that bootmaker punch out that area where the bump is and include podiatry. I've been putting orthotics in figure skates for decades to this problem specifically. The pronated foot, where excessive rock and roll of the foot causes the rubbing of the Taylor's bunion, whether it's in a sneaker, whether it's in a figure skate, whether it's in any kind of a shoe. On rare occasion in kids, is it a surgical problem? It could be a surgical problem in adulthood, but usually, again, in the world of skating, we want to punch out that boot. We want to look for orthotic control to control the motion. Sometimes we'll pad around that area. We'll use like we call them horseshoe pads, 1/8 inch, 1/16 inch pad cut like a horseshoe so that we can pad around. We don't want to pad on top. We want to pad around the Taylor's bunion to take some pressure off. A little bit of feedback. I was talking earlier today, the book, hashtag Sports Parents, is still available. Thriving, we talk about it all the time. But I wanted to mention the fact, again, of all these experts in the third section of the book, nutrition, physical strengthening, mental training, the tremendous, my co-author, first segment, Sports Parenting 101 by Hall of Fame volleyballer and multiple book author, Sharky Zartman, hashtag A Sports Parents. Thanks, everybody. Thank my guests, Dr. Ben Pearl, Dr. Amir Hadani. Catch you next week. It's the Sports Doctor.